Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. On Wednesday, I stated that America's largest bank, J.P. Morgan Chase, could potentially be subject to civil lawsuits seeking damages into the hundreds of billions and maybe over $1 trillion. These possible lawsuits arise from past convictions and current charges against J.P. Morgan Chase precious metals traders for manipulating prices for at least 9 years. Should this happen, there will likely be other civil lawsuits against other banks with U.S. operations whose employees also have been convicted of or are currently charged with rigging precious metals prices. Among these are Bank of America, Bank of Nova Scotia, HSBC, Barclays, UBS, and Deutsche Bank. There could be a risk that major American and foreign banks could be sued for amounts so large that it would put them into bankruptcy, devastating the stability of global financial markets. Because of this risk, I expect the U.S. government and the Federal Reserve will prevent the crisis from getting that far. We only have to look back to a federal court case 18 years ago for an idea of what could happen. In 2001, attorney Reginald Howe filed suit against the Bank for International Settlements, U.S. Treasury Department, Federal Reserve, J.P. Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, Citigroup, Deutsche Bank, Barrick Gold, and others, alleging securities fraud and conspiracy in rigging gold prices. The suit was eventually dismissed, with the judge saying that Howe did not have proper standing as a victim to file this suit. But the judge did name classes of victims who would have standing to refile the case. No one else followed up, as they would have been up against attorneys representing all the money in the world. In this case, Barrick Gold raised the defense that any actions for which it might be liable were done on behalf of the U.S. government and therefore protected by government's immunity from prosecution. There is mounting circumstantial evidence that these banks, almost all primary trading partners of the U.S. government, have been manipulating precious metals prices at the direction of the government. Consequently, in the event of any civil lawsuits for such actions, I would expect these banks to claim such immunity. But that won't save the global financial system. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.